Huron Bulls beat definitely wanted to wish the best. We already kind of have, but personally to Alan Kunkel, now former USF assistant with the UAB Blazers. Let's go ahead and start there. I know if not a connection to the actual UAB program, you might have had one with its new head coach, Casey Dunn. Kind of tell us how that came to be.
I've just known Casey through the travel ball world, through the high school world for probably the last 10 or 12 years. Been fortunate to send him some guys from the travel organizations that I've worked with. And he's always done a great job of taking care of those kids and you know, sitting across from the lunch table with them or talking to them on the phone, just building a rapport with him. I've kind of followed him as a coach and talked to him about hitting and you know, the offensive side of the game, and have just, you know, very much respected some of the things that he's done at Samford, and it was a good fit. He's good people, you know, he takes care of his kids and he takes care of his coaching staff. And so when he called me, you know, we sat down and talked, it just seemed like a great fit.
You know, when Samford played the Bulls just a couple of years ago, they went on to great things from there. So I know what he did there, but did you get any sort of vibe from him about the decision? Because he was there at 17 years.
17 years. I think, you know, if I looked it up correctly, I mean, and, you know, brought his team to 8 conference finals. I think he won 6 of them, you know, 3 regionals. I think it was probably a tough decision for him to leave Samford. I mean, you know, he's originally from the Birmingham area, the Vestavia Hills area, and he'd done, you know, obviously had done some great things there at Samford, but, you know, I think UAB brings a new challenge. I think, you know, the conference, moving into Conference USA for him is probably a draw, with it being, you know, a little bit more of a tougher conference. You know, 4 teams this year getting into a regional, 2 of them being 1 seeds, Louisiana Tech and ODU. You know, 17 years at one place, you know, probably time to just kind of move on and embrace a new challenge.
Yeah, even if it doesn't have to get a new house, of course, you're having to deal with all that stuff now. But
yes, sir.
I know it was not an easy decision, even though you had the connections. You built up some great friendships here in just a short time. Could you sort of tell people, give them an idea with Billy Mole straight on down, the kind of friendships and relationships you built?
No, it was a tough decision. You know, obviously, you know, when I came into USF, we had this pandemic that hit the country or hit the globe. You know, Billy and Krista and the boys, you know, they really, you know, kind of embraced us, and they were our COVID family, man. I mean, we shared Christmas together. Wow. You know, it wasn't something that obviously any of us, you know, foresaw happening when I took the job. But they really became, you know, they became our family. You know, we obviously couldn't go to North Carolina and we couldn't go to some other places that we traditionally spent, you know, holidays with, Thanksgiving, Christmas. So the Moles essentially became, you know, that family for us, and you know, we forged this bond. I mean, you know, looking forward to possibly having some family vacations with Billy and the family, you know, down the road. You know, Bo Durkak, I learned so much from him in a short period of time. I mean, what a great hitting mind. You know, learned a ton about the mental side of the game, you know, transitioning from high school to college baseball and what that looks like from a college coaching standpoint, because at the high school level, we're not bound by any hours. I mean, we could hit forever and we could really dive into development and kind of break some kids down. And at our level, having Kara rules and, you know, being confined by certain hour restrictions. I mean, it was trying to get creative and you know, leaning on his experience. You know, that guy would give me the shirt off his back and I'm grateful for that. You know, Whit and I spent a lot of time together. You know, obviously kind of being new to the Division I world, you know, it's fun kind of growing and watching him grow, as well. And man, I see great things from Whit down the road and super excited, you know, for him and, you know, can't forget, you know, Coach Paris, man, he kind of the wise man, you know, in our office and has a lot of time, obviously in the Tampa area, you know, being a high school coach and being at USF for, I think something like 20 years and saw different coaching staff. So, it was tough to leave, man. It was really tough to leave.
Yeah, well, like I said, and I know a lot of people agree, when I saw the news, very selfishly, you know, not happy, but happy for you. And then happy for Whit. You're talking about Carsten Whitson becomes essentially the spot on the staff. And Coach Paris, we love him as well. Hey, you talked about developing hitters. You work with those guys too. And we obviously can't talk about everybody, but part of what happened at the end of the season, part of the great part of it, was just seeing guys like Lane and Eaton and Rivera and Sullivan come into their own or really flourish. How special was that?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, you know, you start and, you know, kind of look at what happened over the last month. I think getting two wins from East Carolina, you know, and you know, facing Gavin Williams and, you know, Wizenhunt. And it just gave our guys some confidence to know that, hey, we can compete with a lot of these teams on a national stage. You know, you look at kind of how the year went, man. We really pitched it well all year. I think offensively we were up and down at times, but got hot at the right times. And you know, we really had a strong, solid approach that last third of the season. And it just kind of carried us into the playoffs. How much fun was that to see the success that Lane had, and then, you know, Eaton. I mean, Jared, what he did that last month. I mean, you start looking at, you know, how Jared Eaton battled through some injuries, you know, kind of worked himself out of the lineup, being banged up and you know, had a leg injury and then had to battle back in the lineup towards, you know, the end of the third season when he finally got healthy. And then Manny, you know, in the conference tournament, he went off in the playoffs. In that regional and the super regional, you know, but that's a credit to his character. That's a credit to his integrity, the work that he put in, the type of kid that he is. And I mean, that was exciting, obviously for all of us to see. And you know, Nelson Rivera, a guy that just, man, he just worked so hard over the course of the season to, continually get better, you know, freshman coming in and, you know, I don't think we foresaw him hit 280, year. He was really special behind the plate, but there's always a freshman adjustment period, you know, and you know, he handled it well.
Here's a freshman I did want to ask you about before I let you go, because I think people would be interested to know, you know, kind of what the discussion was behind the scenes about Drew, and when did you start to think, okay, maybe he's looking okay, maybe we could give him a chance in the postseason? Was that something that was seriously thought about, or did you just sort of roll the dice?
You know, I think at the end of the day, you're just trying to get Drew Brutcher healthy.
Right.
And, you know, so, you know, Coach Mole, you know, really took his time, you know, along with the recommendation of the medical staff to do everything that we could to just get him right. Mm-hmm. You know, that young man played banged up, you know, the vast majority of the year, even early on, you know, with as much success as he had, he played banged up. And at some point in time, you know, those injuries could be nagging and could carry on into the following fall, or you just make it, even if it's, you know, sometimes a challenging decision, because it obviously, you know, hurts our lineup, to take him out of the lineup and just let him get healthy and get right. And you know, as we got closer and closer to the playoffs or to that regional, his body was feeling better. He finally got in the cage and was able to swing the bat a little bit. And it took him about, you know, 2 weeks to kind of get back into the swing of things. But when you watch him hit BP on the field, and watch baseballs come off that barrel, you knew he was ready.
Well, that was one of the special moments of the season. And you got, we're so glad you got to be a part of it along with all of us. You had a pretty good view of that Brutcher home run. And we're going to be keeping a close eye on UAB as well. I know you're not, you know, just slamming the door on USF and won't be cheering for them. Heck, maybe they could end up on each other's schedule. But whatever happens, Coach Kunkel, it was a pleasure and best of luck.
Derek, thanks so much. It was a great ride.